Saturday of the fourth week of ordinary time. The Gospel is Mark 6, 30-34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. We saw how Jesus sent the disciples on a mission. And now we see them coming back and gathering with Jesus. In between the two, sandwiched in, is the account of John the Baptist in the dungeon and his martyrdom. And this allows us to see that Mark intends to manifest the importance of John the Baptist. While the apostles were going out on mission, he was the hidden force, suffering in the dungeon, not able to preach, not able to announce anything about Jesus, but being the power that made possible that strength. How? By being united with Jesus in his passion. In other words, the passion of John the Baptist is connected with the passion of Jesus Christ. Now, what else do we learn here? The apostles come back and they gather with Jesus. This is essential. We need to come back and gather with Jesus. And Jesus sends us off to a deserted place to be with him in silence, in prayer, in recollection. If we don't do that, the ministry will wear us out and we will have nothing to give. And then we will give only ourselves. But the people saw them leaving, and they hastened on foot and got to the deserted place before Jesus and the disciples did. Now, this is very important. Jesus had a plan, and that plan did not work out as expected. So he is God, but as a human, he does not know everything, and he has to depend moment by moment on the will of the Father. So when he gets there and he sees the crowds, he could get frustrated. He could say, "I've had it, this is enough." But he didn't. Why? Because his heart is so full of love and mercy that he saw them. He looked at them. That's important. Jesus saw the vast crowd. And what happened in his heart? He was moved with pity for them. This is essential, not only for the priest in the parish, but also for parents at home. Sometimes you just want to be alone and you can't. And the Lord is calling you, be moved with love, with mercy for your children in their state, in their limitations, and love them. And so, like Jesus, we can give ourselves out, be consumed for those sheep that are without a shepherd, and we can be shepherd for them. So he began to teach them many things. This does not mean that then Jesus and the disciples never rested. Now they had to again make plans and perhaps be quicker in going where they are not seen, and have some peace and rest. But regardless, they trust in God, and God will provide. May the Lord bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.